Hi, this is going to be a quick demo of Project MF, a simulation of the 1970s telephone system running on an asterisk box that you can dial into. You can go to projectmf.org and learn a lot of details about it. The interesting thing about it, though, is that you will need a blue box, a toll fraud device from the 1960s and 1970s, in order to really do much of anything with it. So this recording is just a quick sample of some of the things you can do, which I made using my blue box dialing into the system. What we're going to do is call in at the dial-in number, which is 630-485-2995, and then we're going to follow the instructions, use our blue box to dial some numbers. Now, you can't actually really call anyone on it, or we're not going to call anybody on it, but it has a number of 3- and 4-digit codes that you can dial that connect you to different phone numbers. So, for example, we're going to call KP025ST and hear Ron Rosenblum's original article describing the blue box that was published in 1971. So without further ado, let me dial in and you can just listen.
Welcome to Project MF. Project MF has now been in continuous operation since 2007. Last update, Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. To end this message and go directly to a trunk, press touchtone 0 at any time. Go forward and backward through the message with star and pound. At the end of this message,
the number you
I accidentally didn't
five,
use my blue
five,
box.
Four,
I just sent regular DTMF tones. So I'm going to try that again. First, I'll send a 2600 hertz tone, and then I'll enter star. I'll enter KP025ST.
The Secrets of the Little Blue Box, written by Ron Rosenbaum, performed by L.J. Ganser. The Blue Box is introduced. Its qualities are remarked. I'm in the expensively furnished living room of Al Gilbertson. His real name has been changed. The creator of the Blue Box. Gilbertson is holding one of his shiny black and silver blue boxes, comfortably in the palm of his hand, pointing out the 13 little red push buttons sticking up from the console. He is dancing his fingers over the buttons, tapping out discordant beeping electronic jingles. He is trying to explain to me how his little blue box does nothing less than place the entire telephone system of the world, satellites, cables, and all, at the service of the blue box operator.
Now I can disconnect this by entering a 2600 hertz tone.
Essentially,
and
gives you
dialing another
of a super operator.
Of these three-digit codes. So let me do that now.
He presses the top button with his index finger, and the blue box emits a high-pitched cheep. And like that, cheep goes the blue box again. You control the phone company's long-distance switching systems from your cute little princess phone or any old payphone. And you've got anonymity. An operator has to operate from a definite location. The phone company knows where she is and what she's doing. But with your beeper...
Chapter 1, Fine Arts 13. There it was again. Jake Locke, that's a pseudonym, set down his cup and looked more closely at the classified ad. It was an early afternoon on a clear spring day in Cambridge in 1967. Locke, an undergrad at Harvard University, had just gotten out of bed. A transplant from Southern California, he didn't quite fit in with Harvard's button-down culture.
Anyway, if you want to play with this, you'll need to make yourself or get yourself a blue box capable of generating a 2600 Hz tone, as well as the various multi-frequency tones used for inter-office signaling in the old 1970s era telephone system. So this was just a teaser. I hope you enjoyed it, and make yourself a blue box and play with this stuff.